Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. That was Crowder, Forgiven. We are forgiven, and we give all the honor and all the praise to our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself a ransom for us. And so we are now, or we have the right to be called his sons and daughters. And it is all because of his faithfulness and his love for us. Alrighty, family, if you're on with us, it is Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. And I said that I'm talking to Minister Tumelo Matlala, and he's not alone. He's with Bishop Ndlovu. Let me greet Bishop Ndlovu Qala and say, how are you doing, Bishop?
Good day, my lady. I'm doing very well by the God's grace.
Wow. Thank you so much for joining us right here on Heart to Heart today.
Sorry?
Thank you for joining us right here on Heart to Heart today.
Yeah, today we are going to speak about the men's conference.
Yes, thank you.
Going to help.
Yeah. Yes, thank you so much for joining us today. Let me greet Bishop. Let me greet Ubab Matlala on the other side. How are you, Mr. Makala?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. My skim sum, am I on speaker?
No, you're not in speaker, Skim Sam. Is the line that bad?
Hey, your phone mad. All right.
Now
we can hear you. Now we can hear you.
Okay. I'm good. I'm blessed. I hope you are good, Skim Sam.
All righty then. Let me go back to Bishop and ask Bishop, tell us about the conference. What's happening? When is the conference?
Yeah, on the 12th of October, which is the coming Saturday, we are going to have that conference start at 10 o'clock in the morning. It ends at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm. The conference is, we are going to provide people with lunch and breakfast. And the conference is all about empowering the men as a bond leader of the community and of the family.
Hmm.
Yeah, because we have seen that a man, the world or the society is going astray because there's no man that has got a sound, balanced mind that is being captured by the word of God, by the will of God. So we at All Grace Worship Center Men's Ministry, we have seen the need of equipping the male that can take their position, that could give a direction to this church, society, and the world nationally.
Hmm. Are we saying to men that men, we are not positioned the right way?
Yeah, as my lady of honor, you see the world is today.
Hmm.
The problem got lost in a man missing his position, as it happened, the Garden of Eden.
Mm.
And that thing, he has turned even up to today's society or today's church. So now, we All Grace people, men's ministry, we are saying, we want to bring God's will, God's plan into action. Yeah. Putting a man unto his position. Remember, when Paul teaches about the man, he said the man is the head of the wife.
Mm.
And the wife consists of children, the siblings, and so forth. And then the head of a man is Christ. The head of Christ is God. If that sequence or that protocol could be in the right position, definitely our society, our community, the God's kingdom will be at balance.
Mr. Matlala, can you also tell us, Skim Sam, about these platforms where men can talk and get professional advice from the Word of God about the law and health, men's health, and all of these things that you'll be discussing there? How important are these?
very, very important. You know, I always say to young people, one thing that we are missing as the new generation is men who can teach us. We figure things out as we go. You know, we need a generation to share the baton, you know, how they survived through Christ. And such platforms are giving us young people to also get, you know, knowledge from people who have walked the journey. You know, I remember when I got married, one of the things that I requested for my uncles was, figure things out. You know, they get, it's an opportunity to even though life is not, I mean, God, he purpose gankulunkulu as well. You know, in a manual in life, but God is the perfect manual. You know, people always say life doesn't have, but the best manual is God and the present fellowship. You know, such fellowship, there are issues of abo mama bayakhuluma if bagula ukuthi kubhlungu la ukuthina abo baba sikhuluma, even matters of the law and such platforms. It's where we're going to meet as men and discuss ukuthi ndoda mangabe kubhlungu la, it's important to talk to the next person to say, hey, hamba uyobona udoctor. Such there's kunezifo ezisona ezisho, it's issues that we will be discussing on the day. It's spiritual issues, matters of law, and health issues.
Now you've touched something else, Muruti Bishop. And the Matlal is talking about men being afraid of going to see doctors. Why do we have that, Bishop? Why do we have that?
You know, my lady of honor, we are living in another time today where men tend to be more secretive. And that secretiveness of ours has a negative impact to our wives in this sense. Men try to be secretive that they don't voice out when they're sick, as Mr. Matlala has mentioned. A man doesn't want to voice it out that I'm sick, and also it doesn't want his family knows that he is sick, and it doesn't want even go to the hospital to get that help, that medical help. He stays at home, he's taking this rats from other people, take this and this will be right. And that has a negative impact when it comes now actually to his death, because now when the time he voices out that he is sick, also find out there's no turning point.
What makes men do that?
Our mentality, it says that if I just reveal that to somebody, I discredit myself that I am a failure.
So a man would feel like I'm weak because I have to go see a doctor.
Yeah, I'm weak, and if my wife says this and this, no, it is because you don't understand. We regard our women as people who doesn't understand a man. Listen, I'm 40 years in my marriage, but there are some other things that I will say to my wife, you don't understand. What is that that she doesn't understand about me after 4 years? Full time in marriage, having children, big family, left and right, his siblings, my siblings, but still I say my wife doesn't understand. We have that secrecy. I don't know why we have that as men. But now, and that, my sister, by the time I voice out, it is then that it is too late. All these other they've already damaged our livers, our kidneys, all this, and on to find now there's no turning point. And now my wife is left being in a danger position from the community, from my family. I said, don't tell them that I am sick. Don't take me to hospital. Don't call an ambulance. Where a man wants to get help. I think psychologically we are sick. Not necessarily about the pain that we are feeling, about what.
Yeah, yes? I'm just thinking, Oguti, could it be that this whole thing comes because everybody says to a man, men don't cry. I hear you, Ntate Matlala, you can go.
Yeah. I think it comes from the, it's a societal problem. You know, it's, we grow up with this thing with Tindo Daikali, and growing up in Nati, we don't want to make the same mistake to our kids. They don't voice out how they feel. Because you see, kuleng aleyo mentality, kutahindo is strong.
Come back to English, Skim Sam. Come back to English.
Yeah. We grew up with that. weakness of saying man doesn't cry, man is strong, you know. And unfortunately, it's the one that leaves us at risk. You know, our families, we end up finding ourselves at the later stage when a problem could have been solved long time ago. So I think it's a social issue. It's a social illness, and it's a societal problem that needs to be dealt with. That's why it's important to start. You know, you start somewhere in order for us to find the solution. Slowly, as we gather as men talking about these things, I think then other men will also realize, but oh, so I'm not alone into this. I need to start talking about this. Other men are also going through the same thing. Step by step, we'll get somewhere. Now, and then in the meantime, we'll also bring the spiritual side of things.
Yeah.
Because life is spiritual. Everything is spiritual.
Everything is spiritual. Life is spiritual. Now, Bishop, I'm sure this is not the first gathering where you have men coming together. And so when you gather in this manner, do men express themselves? Do you have men who come out and say, you know, I didn't know I can cry about this issue, and just release themselves, they release their emotions in the presence of the Lord?
Yes, my lady. In the first place, let me apologize to the community, to the view, to the listeners, and to yourself. My phone is struggling a lot to hear properly what you are saying, and I can't even catch well, Mr. Matlala.
Can you hear me now?
Sorry?
Can you hear me now? Is it much better?
Yeah, now it's more or less, yes.
Right.
I am clear to you now.
Okay.
I am clear to you and to the viewers, to the listeners at home.
Okay. So my question to you is, when you gather as men like this, because I don't believe this is the first gathering that you're having, and when you gather like this, does it? Do you find that men would come and just release their emotions to the Lord, just give themselves to the Lord and say, Lord, I didn't know I could cry about this because I was told that as a man I shouldn't cry, and they just become themselves in the presence of the Lord. Do we have that?
Yeah, you know, we've got a strong belief that men will come out because now we have professional people that will be addressing us who did psychology in their studies. They know how to open the mind of men. They know how to free the mind of a man to cooperate that he could able to come out. Like now, I don't know whether I'm too forward, because we've got also an attorney, a man who knows law, who knows the rights of a person, who doesn't, because we, the community, when we're talking about the law, we're talking the law politically, and we see things on the TV, listening to the judges, forgetting that there are things around us that are affecting us, which we are not aware of. So now we've got these professional people that could say, don't take your eyes there on top, even under your nose. These things are happening, and now they are discrediting your leadership at home, and they have got a negative impact in your family, in your society, in your township. So now, in this sense, we believe that men will come out freely and say, Baba, Dokotela Liketi, I am sick. I've got this and that, because we are all going to be men, and through God's grace, because we are praying, because we are hard not to be cracked, we men, that every man that will be coming will be able to say, this is my day. I want to come out in this conference, my problem being solved. And I want to come out in this seminar knowing how to pass this message to other men. That's how we pick these three people, Pastor Mondli, a more spiritual person who understands men emotionally, and we understand men physically also. That's why I say, definitely, this conference is going to have a good impact, not to the to the church, but to the community, to the world.
Wow, this is like really beautiful. Let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more, Bishop, and talk to you some more, Sir Makala. Taking the sounds of Putuma Diso as we are taking a break, and she says, I will not be silent. And this is our message to all men who need the Lord to touch their lives and to speak about some things that they are going through and get healing.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
You are on 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, and that, of course, where sounds coming there from Putuma Diso, I will not be silent. So and the song says, I have the power to turn things around. We are created like our Lord Jesus Christ, who speaks things as though they are and they become. And yes, my family, I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. Frank Jacobs, I see you. And yes, I'm with Bishop Ndlovu, talking to also Minister Tumelo Matlala, and we're talking about the Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference that is taking place on Saturday, the 12th of October in 2024. And yeah, my family, it's all about encouraging men helping each other to grow, help men becoming naked or transparent. Let me not use the word naked. Transparent. Transparent in the presence of the Lord. Yes, this is what we are talking about. Why this conference for men? And I love to hear more and more about these conferences. So, Bishop, tell us a little bit about the speakers. You mentioned a little bit, you touched the different speakers. So you say there's a lawyer, there's a psychologist. Tell us who are the speakers of the day.
Yeah, I don't follow your questions very well due to the network.
The speakers at the event.
Yeah. Our speakers, we are actually having three speakers. We think that with these three speakers, we are covering everything consisting of a man or even of a humankind, that is spiritually, physically, and academically wise. And as I say, this conference consists of a professional doctor, professional attorney, a professional man of God, that will able to teach a man from as early as 16 years. We men, we've got a problem, my sister. Women, they know when to tell about their daughters the right time for them to preserve themselves from having sex. Because we as male, I even my father couldn't tell me, even I myself, I can't tell my son, because I don't know the right time that man can be start now to save his sperm, that his sperm now is well developed to give birth to another human being. Now a doctor would just tell that in that sense, you won't have fatherless children. A man will know how to spare his sperm for a right time, to a right person. Now, the attorney at the other hand, you know, when I grew up, I loved this profession. I only failed it because of circumstances. That man could liberate my mentality, knowing who I am in a society. The thing that make us men to be sick mentally is that we want to be recognized by expressing ourselves extraordinarily, not knowing the things that makes a man to be a man. Sithatha to ukubamba, ukwenza lokhu to be bossy, that makes a man. No, it doesn't. Now, Mr. Piri, he's a professional lawyer, and he did psychology. He will bring that to me to say, Mr. Ndlovu, for you to be respected, act up to this level. Don't expose even yourself whereby you don't fit in. Act according to this level. In this level, definitely you will be recognized as a man and as a father, not of your children, but the father of the nation. Remember Abraham. He understood. All right, let me leave Abraham aside. Moses, God prepared Moses. He took Moses to a royal school where Pharaoh's children attended school to prepare him to be a good leader of the people who doesn't know their culture, because the Hebrews were living in Egypt not knowing their culture. I don't know what I'm still in the right track.
We're still listening.
Yeah. So now Moses, he knew very well the God's principles, judicial principles, and then he came out to lead God's children throughout from the negotiations with Pharaoh. If I can make an example, he negotiated with Pharaoh when Pharaoh said, no, you can go, but leave Abashabeni behind. Moses came back. The same what South Africa did when liberating us. There was a Crottersville talks until finally we were liberated. Now, Mr. Piri knows all these principles of making a man to be a man who fear God judicially. And if men can understand and honor God as much as Mr. Piri is honoring God, we won't have cases of fraud, money laundering, because all the people of law will act according to the word of God, not according to their greediness.
All right.
Yeah. And Mr. Monzi, I'm sorry, because, you know, the 12 are delaying me. I so wish that it could be tomorrow to listen to this young, to listen to this young man, God-filled man, Dr.
Right.
Monzi,
right.
When he talks about God, who deals with a man, who takes a mind of a man and creating it to be in a level of management. Ah, this man, people, they are going out being impacted. I don't want to talk lies, Mama.
All right. Okay.
This conference is free. It's free of charge, but it deserves more than 1,000 rand entrance. But we are saying free of charge. Because
right.
You receive freely, we give it freely.
Wow. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that. And Minister Tumelo Matlala, I know that you will also be ministering there in song.
Yes, ma'am. So God has blessed me with so many things in my life, you know, but it all started in church. It all started in service. I've been serving at Orcus Worship Center in Duduza under the leadership of Pastor Tessa Zulu for years, since I was a boy. So I found my purpose in Christ, you know, my sin is and you know, so every Sunday. So I give back by giving service of what God has given me, which is praise and worship. I'm part of the worship team. So this coming Saturday, my task is basically to gather men who can come. Like worship team, honestly, worship team looks like a mama most of the time. This time, we go to the waters like a worship team.
Yes.
Yeah, so it will be all men. So we're busy with rehearsals. We're busy with preparing for that. So my part on the day is basically making sure that the music is proper.
All right. That is so awesome. Bishop, is it an annual event?
Mama?
Is it an annual event?
Yeah. According to our leader, he wanted to be annually. I think in even next year we are going to have this, although maybe the topic and everything may change, but it is going to be annually. And why I'm saying also annually, because as much as we're marketing this, men that we have met on one-on-one, really, they are eager to listen to this. They have much interest of attending.
Wow, that is like really awesome. Yeah. Sure, you
and then my lady, let me tell the community, this is not for only All Grace Worship Center matters. This thing is for the whole community of Duduza. We are just stewards of bringing that to them. If they don't come, this thing won't materialize. And this information won't be to reach the community, to reach to the relevant people if we don't come. So I urge everyone to come to be a part and parcel of this conference. Really, this got a positive impact to the kingdom of God.
All right. And so it's happening on the 12th of October, and the start time is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The theme is Iron Sharpens Irons, so one person sharpens another. For more information, Bishop, where do we call or who do we call?
Can I say that?
We have invited all the stakeholders of our community to come to this.
All right.
But people can call this number.
Just wait, Dumelo.
Hello, ma'am, are you?
Yes, you can finish, Bishop.
Yeah. We have spread this all over, and we don't need people according to their status.
Okay.
We need a man who wears a trouser.
Okay, then. Thank you so much, Bishop.
People, they mustn't have that complex of saying, I'm going to be in a mix of doctors, mix of pastors.
Just come.
No.
Just come.
When we are there, all our professions are no longer recognized. We are all men. We are all fathers of our families, men created in God's image. That is all.
All right. Thank you so much, Bishop. May God awesomely bless you. Dumelo, can you please share the number?
The number to call for directions and everything is 071 183 0904.
071 183 0904. Your closing statements, Dumelo?
May God take over in the service, and may everyone who's coming pray for us. We want you to serve God as wholeheartedly. So everyone, please pray for us. Be with us in spirit, and just we pray that people who are coming come drive safe. You know, we wish to see you there.
Alrighty then. Thank you so much, Dumelo, for talking to us. And thank you to Bishop, hoping to hear more and learn more and hoping to empower our men more. Do remember, family, it's happening at the All Grace Worship Center at, is it at what's the street again? Let me just say, at Tsakani Brakpan. The name of the street? Langamandla.
It's hanging on the street, yes. Next to Engine Garage when you are in 19, it's a gun.
All righty then. No, thank you so much for this. And a call to all men to come through and be empowered. So that you can walk worthy according to your calling as a man. Thank you, Tumelo. Thank you, Bishop.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Kuthazeka njalo ngolwesibili ukuya kulwesihlanu ngo-8 ntambama ohlelweni lethu olubizwa ngohlala nathi. Lalela abafundisi abaningi bashumayela izwi lenkosi elikunika ithemba enhlizweni yakho. Lalela ukhule enkosini kuRadio Pulpit 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.